This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 16th. God's word to you today is Humility 101. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verses 9 and 10, and it says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." Yesterday, we concluded by saying that when Jesus says, ask, seek, knock, he is saying, ask. Looking at it from the insight that D.L. Moody brings to the table, three things immediately stand out. The first is, it takes humility to ask. Asking puts you in a place of humility. I know people who do not have food, but they cannot ask their brother who will happily give them. Why? They cannot bring themselves to ask, because asking puts you in a place of humility. Many people do not want to be seen as weak, and that points to a little bit of arrogance in the mix as well. Brother A does not have money to transport himself to church, but he knows that Brother B always drives past his house, and they serve in the same department in church. However, Brother A has refused to get to the road on time to hitch a ride with Brother B to church. I'm not saying Brother A is proud, but maybe there is just a little bit of arrogance in there. Interestingly, people do this same thing with God. Sometimes mere mortals are arrogant to their maker. It takes humility to see your need. It takes humility to ask for help. Women, I'm sure you know why men do not like asking for directions when they are driving. I'm not saying that men are proud, but there is a little bit of arrogance in there. If you exalt yourself, God always finds a way to humble you. Have you noticed? If you humble yourself, however, God always finds a way to exalt you. That is why it is a beautiful thing to stay in the place of humility. When you humble yourself under God, you are putting yourself in a place where God can lift you up. How far can you even lift yourself, really, compared to how far God can lift you up? Even when you think you can lift yourself up really high, God will still find a way to burst that bubble. 1 Peter 5 verse 6 says, "So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor." It takes humility to ask. Take the case of Hannah. Please read 1 Samuel 1 verses 1 to 11. It took humility to ask for a son the way she did. She prayed like a mad woman and did not care how she looked. She had been humbled by Peninnah. Solomon, in 2 Kings 3, verses 4 to 15, gave a seed that resonated in heaven, and God asked him what he wanted. Please read it. What Solomon said was, "God, you know I am not very intelligent." This was paraphrased. It takes humility to admit that you are a little daft, Solomon admitted. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I'm your sheep and I need you, my shepherd, desperately. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Father's Day.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.